When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I guess I can go now. What's going on, everybody?
That stroke really got you, huh?
Welcome to the GITM podcast, where we cover the paranormal, the true crime, the just general crazy shit. And it's generally just more crazy shit that we talk about.
I don't even know what to call this one.
Conspiracy, forbidden history, bullshit.
Reality.
Truth. I don't know what to call it. I'm on the fence about this one.
All those things with a question mark at the end.
I've said, if you've watched this podcast and listen to my stupidity for any amount of time, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I have said there is some truth to all conspiracies. A little bit of grain, either a little bit or a whole big bit. Shit ton. I can almost say there could be some possible truths in this topic today. We are covering the Tartarian Empire. Was it real? Was there an ancient civilization that was lost or written out of history?
The Tartars.
The Tartars.
Wasn't there a Tartarus?
We will cover, but there actually are maps. Tartary is on maps, and it is shown. But a lot of so-called experts believe that it was just a geographical kind of, like, Midwest.
An anomaly, if you will.
Well, not just a way of showing a location on a map, a name of a location.
Hello.
What's up, Tyler? Welcome to everybody in the chat. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to this podcast on your favorite podcast app, ours is Spotify, because it shows our beautiful faces. Be sure to come over to YouTube and search for Ghosting on YouTube.com/Ghosting or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, no, but we're fucking hitting it today.
We are.
I went to work, and then I left, and then I went to the house I'm dog sitting at, and I hung out with the dogs for a little bit, and then I came here, and then I changed, and then I went to the gym, and then I got back from the gym, and I drank a protein shake, and then I ate something, and then I fucking mixed up my protein or my supplements, and then I sat here and talked to you.
Are you reading a disclaimer?
I didn't say anything about raging diarrhea, so no.
Well, no, we're not saying that anymore, because we get lit up like a Christmas tree.
Even though that's just factual.
It's true.
Like, they'll be like, are you having problems with a very minor skin disorder? Take this fucking pill. Warning. Speak to a physician before taking this fucking pill. May cause diarrhea, vomiting, worser skin irritation, your eyeballs bleeding and falling out, bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the anus, bleeding from the reproductive organs, bleeding from the ears. You know, herpes simplex A, B, and another one that nobody knows about. Actually, there is another one. Did you know that
Simplex teen?
Did you know that Tasmanian devils are have like an epidemic of herpes?
No shit.
Yeah, it's fatal to them too. So if you see a Tasmanian devil with like some fucked up shit on his little muzzle, he's got a very certain strain simplex of herpes.
Huh, very
true
interesting.
Story. Now to the point that I believe they actually quarantined a non-infected population somewhere else in the world just to guarantee that if they get wiped out by that herpes, that there will be a living population still. I've been listening to Forrest Galante a lot.
Yay, science.
Like, a lot. I've been exclusively listening to Forrest Galante and the Wild Times for like a week.
Sweet. So, Tartaria. We're coming. Enough of the herpy talk. We're going to talk Tartaria now.
Is there any house cleaning?
Not that I'm aware of.
Any politics?
No, we're not.
Other than the fact that their fucking ad campaign's on again. God damn it.
I know. It just ruins my television. That's why I don't watch regular television.
Suck my dick, whoever you are that's on my television running for Senate. I don't give a shit. Yes, it's an important thing. I don't give a fuck while I'm watching Ink Master marathons.
All right. Tartaria. This is going to be a long one. I didn't want to break this up into two or three, but I left a lot of stuff out. This really goes down a freaking rabbit hole.
So this will probably be a part two at some point anyway.
Yes, because in this one, I'm just summarizing.
Make sure you save these notes.
I will. I'm just summarizing this. Like I said, this goes down. This gets fucking crazy.
That's what this, we like that.
This hits every... In the crazy conspiratorial world, you have the whack jobs and the somewhat truths. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have
the me's on a certain day and the me on the other day.
I mean, we're talking way past ancient alien shit.
That's a bold statement, Cotton.
Excuse me. But I did not really get into the super out there, the fringe part of this. This is just more hitting the highlights.
I'm surprised you got into this at all, because you're ready for it. You're ready for a bad joke. What? You won't even like tartar sauce.
I don't.
And we're going to talk about the tartars. I did find it interesting that they were called the tartars.
Well, we kind of touched on this last week a little bit. You know, what got me, if you listen back, people who've listened to this podcast, I think I even mentioned, we're going to do an episode on this maybe 2 years ago.
Mm.
I've kind of not researched it for 2 years, but I've been aware of it and thought about doing it. But it's so much to get into.
You've been doing the web of red yarn.
Yes. In my dungeon, you go down in the basement, there's a dungeon in there.
No matter how many times I go down there to do laundry, I still hit my head on that fucking pipe.
I know, me too. I wish I was Tom Cruise size.
Stupid.
But I wanted to do it, but there's just so much to get into with this, and frankly, I'm a little lazy. But
there's a wall. There's definitely, with a in-depth subject that I've found this over the years, there is a wall that you hit.
Right.
Unless you find something that you're like, shut the fuck up. And you're like, just fucking dive in there real deep, like that guy that swam to the bottom of that crazy-ass pool in Europe.
Yeah. But so I was like, I didn't want to get into it fully, so I left out the crazy wackadoodle stuff. I'm just giving you the tip. I'm not giving you all 3 inches.
So we're definitely probably going to cover this again.
Maybe some point we'll really get into the crazy shit. But basically,
the crazy shit's what we're here for.
I got a couple examples of crazy shit. Or not crazy shit, but shit that some people were probably going to get some hate comments for.
Mm.
The religious people are not going to like us tonight.
They already don't. One of our last hate comments was religion-based.
The Bible.
The guy that said, these blokes bash the Bible, but never... I'm not bashing it. That's my problem with religion and religious people, is just because I disagree with something does not mean I'm bashing it.
Well, I'm not going to bash it, but you know, the Bible is a complex thing, and we might talk a little bit, but we're going to talk a little bit about Jesus.
I'm just saying, fucking, whatchamacallit, it's the Da Vinci Code was way more interesting of a read.
I've never read The Vinci Code. I saw the movie.
And Angels and Demons as well.
I was not a big fan of that movie.
The book was better.
Well, isn't it always?
Nah.
But...
No, because then I have to read.
Then I have to read.
Very rarely is the book better. Lord of the Rings, book is better.
I'm an Audible guy.
There you go.
Okay. Tartary is a historical name for an actual...
Tartaria.
Tartaria.
Tartary is a name for... both Tartaria. Of our dentals.
Tartaria is a historical name for Central Asia and Siberia, basically Russian.
I can share the video.
And that's what we were talking about earlier. It does appear on maps as Tartaria.
As you can see in the thumbnail.
But the question is, was Tartaria a lost civilization that was had advanced technology and was a major empire? I don't want to use the word global, but it kind of fits. A global empire.
Are we going to get into that?
A little bit. Because
while I was trying to find subject matter for the said thumbnail, it said something in the search bar popped up, Tartaria in the Americas. And I was like, shut up.
We're going to touch on it. Essentially, a thumbnail version of this, Tartaria is basically Russia.
I have a feeling there's going to be a Bering Strait reference later.
And let's be honest, Alaska's right there.
Yeah.
Alaska was Russia.
Yeah. And it was connected at one point.
Right.
By land.
Yes. So
I think it still is at the, well, not land, but I think there's a certain time of year where like it's shallow enough and freezes enough that you can still walk across it.
Really?
I could be wrong. I'm probably fucking wrong. I am pretty stupid.
Right. But there's a theory called Great Tartaria where basically the entire empire was suppressed and lost to the civilization. It was written out. And it basically originated in Russia. It has been written out of history books completely. You haven't, we have not heard of this. Even though I was listening in my research, somebody in a podcast, the host had a friend who was Romanian, and they learned about it in school. So it's not completely out, but here in the Western world, it's been pretty much written out. I had never heard of this in 48 years, probably.
So of all the things Romania can't get right, their history class is more all-encompassing than ours. Shocker. No way. A scathing indictment upon the American educational system? No.
Now, it really takes... It got a lot of press and got the push for this conspiracy theory by a gentleman by the name of Anatoly Flamenco.
Like the dance?
I guess. Flamenco, whatever.
Flamenco?
Yeah, Anatoly. I like the name Anatoly. My next child will be named Anatoly.
Anatoly.
Yes. Now, a little bit about Mr. Flamenco. He is a Russian mathematician, professor, and author of several controversial pieces of work, mainly something called The New Chronicle, where he basically comes up with this idea that maybe our timeline isn't exactly what we've been told. There's been some fuckery with it. He was born March 13th, 1945 in, what is that, Donetsk, Ukraine?
Where?
Right here.
Donetsk.
Flamenco earned his doctorate in mathematics and became a prominent figure in the Russian scientific community. He gained widespread attention for his unconventional ideas in history and chronology. Like I said, he's best known for his controversial new chronology hypothesis, which challenges the timeline of historical events. Now, he argues that many ancient historical events and figures have been misdated or entirely fabricated. We're going to dive into this. This gets fucking weird, man.
Up to this point, it's not that weird. Up to this point, it just kind of fits in my my thought process on all this shit anyway. Minus the Anatoly Flamenco part.
Now, how he, being a mathematician, I can't even say that tonight.
A math magician.
Yes, a math, numbers are magic. Then the math shit works.
A number wizard, if you will.
He used astronomy and astronomical forensics to prove some of these facts.
How the fuck? When was this?
He was born in 43.
Even still, what the fuck is astronomical forensics and how did he know how to use it?
Well, these geniuses can do shit like that.
Astronomical forensics.
Basically, it's...
That's a new one.
You know, each star, you can, or in the moon's eclipses and, or the eclipses and the location of the stars, you can go back in time and find out, you know exactly.
Map the time period, the time scale of the
stars and the heavenly bodies are located in the sky.
Okay.
He wrote a program for this apparently. But he used this algorithm, I guess, for lack of a better term. And by using the star Bethlehem and its location in the sky at the time, and just for everybody knows, well, he thought that the star Bethlehem was the Crab Nebula when it went supernova. That's what they actually saw. Because I remember being in Sunday school or in church, hearing the story of, you know, the birth of Jesus and the three wise men, you know, gallivanting through the desert.
Frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, or, you know, following the star.
Yeah.
I'm like, stars just don't appear. And this, I was a kid. I was like, stars just don't appear. This is probably an exploding star or something happened. It just didn't.
Which even then, realistically, it would have been millions and millions of years old anyway.
Right. So I kind of had this concept of it didn't make sense to me. Just a star appeared. They just followed the bright star all of a sudden. It was probably something, something went supernova, like the Crab Nebula. Now, where was I?
All right.
Now, he created software, and he took a look at the eclipse and cross-referenced them with ancient events.
Software like what?
This computer software. To date, I wrote a program.
Did you say he was born in 43?
Yeah.
Okay, that adds up more. I thought you said he was doing all this in 1943. No. I was like, how the fuck did he do that?
No, this, I forget exactly when he came out with the new chronology.
All right, go on.
90s, or probably started in the 70s and 80s, and it kind of gained
popularity. It's way too early in a story like this for my timeline to be fucked up.
Yeah, but using this software, he looked at eclipses and cross-referenced it with ancient events, and the reason he thinks, and he actually dates Jesus' life between 1152 AD and the 30... let me say this. We have Jesus' birth in the Bible. We have about 12 years, and then nothing, and then he comes back.
When he was in India and China and Egypt talking to Thoth.
Right.
And reference to our last episode.
He comes back into the picture as 33. So
he's not around for very long.
He dates basically this time period from 1152 is his birth to 1185 A.D.
Now, I've never thought of this, but if he was 33 years old when he reappeared, what was everybody so freaking out about? Like, isn't that a ripe old age back then?
See, that's a misnomer. A lot of people think people didn't. They always say people in the past didn't live that long. They did. They lived.
There's just less people.
Well,
therefore, the average would be lower.
People still lived to 80s and 90s, even 100s. But the problem was due to, I guess, medical issues. The sudden infant death syndrome. If you made it 6 months, you're good. A lot of children died early, pre-babies died. And so that brings down that average.
God, could you imagine how shitty a 95-year-old person looked in the 1100s?
I know.
Like, I look like shit now, and I'm 34, and it's modern day.
Now, according to the biblical story of Jesus, his crucifixion was accompanied by an eclipse. And how he came to these dates was using his astronomical forensics with the Crab Nebula supernova. And 33 years later, there was an eclipse that meets the parameters of what he was looking for.
That's why he got taken out.
I don't think
he was out here doing all this shit, and they were like, he took the sun away.
Now, how does the Tartarian Empire fall under Flamenco's theory? He proposes that historical events were distorted and misdated.
Yeah.
According to Flamenco, the Tartarian Empire was a civilization that existed in ancient times but was later misrepresented or even erased in the traditional historical accounts.
You tell me that it took a fucking mathematician to tell us that shit?
Yes.
Why hasn't everybody just accepted that as fact? That's just like aliens. I saw a perfect quote today about aliens, and this kind of goes down the same route for me with the thought process. Saying there's no such thing as aliens is like taking a spoonful of water from the ocean and saying there's no sharks in the ocean because there's no sharks in the spoonful of water.
That's true. I agree.
I don't remember. I think I saw it on Instagram.
Now, a lot of his theory, and he proposes that Tartaria was a global society. There was travel. And this is kind of where you get into advanced. A lot of people take liberties with advanced technologies because they were traversing the globe. But he uses, and everybody kind of talks about it, we've talked about this, the similarities between, pyramids appear on every continent.
Thoth.
Yes. Architecture can be very similar. Similar from continent to continent to country in a time where there was supposed to be no contact. Now, did these people just have similar way of thinking? But all this stuff could become, they should come up with, but did they come up with it? Or was it just shared knowledge? There was some cross-mingling of ideas and culture.
Mm.
So he proposes that there was cross-mingling, and the Tartarian Empire was, it extended through many continents, or had, I should say, had some, at least contact with many continents. That's why you see so many similar things found.
Like Persia.
For example,
Persia was known to be in Asia, Africa, and part of Europe.
Right.
Until old fucking, what's his tits, Leonidas came along and showed him his fake ass abs and was like, not today. I'll kick you into a giant fucking hole.
I mean, we know that our history, what I was taught in history, that, you know, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in, what was it, 1492, was bullshit.
Yeah.
He didn't discover America. What did he discover? South or the Bahamas and South America?
Yeah, and he also, oh shit, there we go. He also was a shit person.
Right, he was an asshole. Looks like we're still up and running.
Goddamn technical difficulty. It's been so long, I'm not surprised. We needed some here. One, it keeps you alive.
Right. Now, flamenco generally, or he says modern history argues, or it says that antiquity was generally attributed to ancient civilization of Rome, Greece, and Egypt, are the big ones. But they did occur, but they occurred thousands of years later than what we are told.
Mm-hmm.
Even ancient Egypt, what we know as ancient Egypt, was much later than what we were told.
Right, like, do people really think that it just fucking ended?
Well, and this theory is out there, and I subscribe to this, that what we think of ancient Egypt, we know the Sphinx, and at least the Sphinx, and I'm pretty sure the pyramids, they are much older than what we've given them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before. They're saying the Sphinx might be 10,000 years older than originally thought.
Yeah, the whole Younger Dryas theory.
But, and it is very possible that what we know as they found these structures, or they or the ancestors of those Egyptians did that. Not to say the Egyptians didn't do it, but, you know, it's just their ancestors actually did it.
Mm.
So, but that is the basis of our ancient past, what we know as today is, you know, the big ones, Greece, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, and really the Egyptian Empire first, I believe.
Well, isn't it, there's a theory out there that, like, Rome or Greece didn't even fucking exist?
We're going to get to that.
Spoiler alert.
That is it.
I'm trying to think of the word for the Egyptians. There's a term for that period of Egyptian history that everybody thinks about, and I can't fucking think of it. It's irritating the shit out of me.
Okay, in this theory,
dynastic.
Yes, I think I. There's something I got.
I very well could be wrong, but I believe dynastic Egypt is what everybody thinks of when they think of ancient Egypt.
We'll get to it.
Okay,
we'll get to it. Patience, Grasshopper. Patience. In theory,
I'm sorry, I'm too smart for you.
He proposes that world history before 1500 AD has been widely falsified by the Vatican, what is commonly called the Holy Roman Empire, which is basically the church. It's really what the Roman Empire was.
Yeah.
And the Russian House of Romanov. There's a big coup here. We're going to get to it.
Because the Russian thing, like, what? Go on. We'll touch on it later.
Now, they were all working to obscure this true history. They wanted to write the Tartarians out of the history books.
No way. We literally talked about basically this last week with the fucking, I believe it was Muslim people destroying those fucking statues.
Right. It would not take, we talked about this, it wouldn't take much to
erase something. Or Hitler enacting Kristallnacht.
Right. I believe there's seven books in the new chronology that he wrote, and I don't think I don't think he was the sole writer. He had help, but he's given most of the credit.
Then I'm going to have to fucking read these books.
Yeah, but he has a reconstructed timeline. According to Flamenco's claim.
Flamenco. You're turning it into the dance is the flamenco. The man is the flamenco.
I'm not saying flamingo. I'll say
flamenco. No, you're saying flamenco.
Flamenco. Hey, big F. Anatoly. We're going to go Anatoly.
Fofo.
That written history only emerged at around 1800 AD. Or I'm sorry, 800 AD. No real information before that. We don't have any information before that. We don't have any writings from that.
No.
And most recorded historical events have taken place between 1000 and 1500 AD. Now what?
As in, like, excluding glyphs and shit like that?
Right.
Or like written language accounts of history is what we're talking about.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's just saying, I mean, like hieroglyphs on...
Like not traditional lettered or charactered writing is, I'm assuming, what he's talking about.
Well,
because there definitely is glyphs and shit, as far as we know.
Well, carbon dating is false. Doesn't work.
What about the 300 million old hammer?
But most of the writings we have, or that they attribute to antiquity, are fake. They faked them.
So I'm going to move forward, assuming that he's talking like scrolls and shit.
Well, scrolls and
probably like actual like record kept type shit.
And I would venture to say, even though it's not mentioned, like the Sumerian tablets were probably faked
or reproduced and watered down or changed, just like every other long-standing text.
Basically, Anatoly says that Benedictine monks, the Jesuits basically, forged most of the Greek and Roman texts.
And just made up Greek and Roman history?
Yes. And I'll get to...
Easily, which is easily done from our point of view.
We'll get to it.
This far out, that's incredibly easily faked if you do it that long ago.
All written,
what are you doing, you little bitch?
All written history was written in the Middle Ages. Basically, the Dark Ages were really dark. They did... What we know about the Dark Ages didn't exist. Everything we know about ancient Greece and Rome, they made it up. They took events that in the Middle Ages and duplicated those events, just changing names and locations. Oh, nobody needs it. The church and royalty control. If you think about church and royalty at this time in the Middle Ages, church was the most powerful, and you had, just go lay down. The church was powerful, and the royalty was powerful during the Middle Ages. They had all the power. They were the only educated ones.
That's when all that shit started.
Right.
So now, this all kind of adds up on top of all the conspiratorial shit.
Now, he even goes as far as to name the person who the master forger. A monk by the name of Joseph Scaliger.
I've heard that name.
In the 1500s, created basically 0 AD, and then he was like the birth of Christ, and 33 years later, he was crucified. And this timeline, basically everything, this is what we've been taught. And he rewrote, he basically wrote everything from the birth of Christ up.
All right, now you got me, because I've definitely heard that name. I don't know in what regard, but I have 100% heard it.
And like I said earlier, let's kind of just rehash it. Russia is basically Tartaria. You ate. I don't want to hear your shit, little dog. It's basically Russia. The Russian... This has been debunked.
Come here.
This has been debunked by the Russian Geographical Society. Of course it has, as a conspiracy theory. There's always going to be debunkers, which... And I'm not 100%... I think there's some truth to it. This is plausible, but a lot of this is crazy. The global version of this conspiracy is based on alternative view of architectural history, which I'm not going to get into a lot.
Fuck it.
Which I'm not going to get into a lot. You know, we could dive down a lot of, you know, how we talked about the pyramids and similar architecture. that's too boring. We're not going to get into it. Now, he goes as far as say they wrote it out of the history, and basically World War One and World War Two were just a continuation to continue to bombard these, bomb these things, and get rid of the evidence of Tartaria. Because Tartaria theoretically goes up until the late 1800s.
And they did blow a lot of shit up.
Now, it did start crumbling like most empires, according to Anatoly, hundreds of years before. You know, an empire doesn't fall in a day. Mm. It takes years and centuries for it to collapse. Now, here are some of the... Now we're going to get crazy. You know, these are the crazy conspiracy theories of Tartaria. Where were we? You know, we've covered all that. Now, well, I guess I could. This is kind of interesting. We talked about the pyramids. Can be found all over the world. Star forts can be found.
What the fuck is a star fort?
It's a fortification. It looks like a star if you look down upon
it. Oh, okay. So, yeah. We're being very literal here.
Right. That's what are they called? The Bastogne or
Bastion?
Bastion forts or whatever. Everybody. They can be found all over the globe, even here in America.
Yeah.
He even says that the Great Wall of China was not built by the Chinese. It was built by the Tartarians as a border between what is Tartaria and China.
So China was not involved in this.
It was, but it was just a border. You're putting it in modern terms. There, Mr. Trump.
China, as they knew it then, was not part of the Tartarian Empire.
Well, they just put up a wall. It wasn't the Great Wall, if I understand it right, wasn't necessary to keep people. It was just a border. It wasn't
a fancy fucking border.
Well, you know, they had advanced technology, my man. Now, here's Pompeii. They use Pompeii as proof that history has been not of Tartaria, but that history has been, there's been some fuckery with it.
Yeah.
So, Pompeii was buried under... Jesus Christ, you just fucked me up. Pompeii was buried under 4 to 6 meters of, or 13 to 20 feet of volcanic ash from Mount Vesuvius. I can get Vesuvius, but not Pompeii. What the fuck is that?
Right.
In 79 AD, according to our history. The well-known or the timeline that is sold to us. It was lost during the Dark Ages. Nobody knew about it. Then it was discovered in 1748 by Spanish military engineers.
You know how many they found multiple people with that appeared to be masturbating in the ruins of Pompeii?
Sweet.
Yeah. You know, mix that in with the terribly sad version or sad people that they found that looked like they were... trying to use their own body to shield their children.
Now, these Spanish engineers did not even know that they found Pompeii until they came across a plaque basically saying, hey, welcome to Pompeii in the rubble.
Population, zero.
It was lost to the records, and it should not show up on any maps because nobody knew about it at this time.
Yeah.
However, there are maps... several maps, multiple maps from the 15 and 1600s that show Pompeii on the map.
Mm-hmm.
If it was lost to civilization, how do they know it was there?
Right.
I mean,
unless they already knew it was there, but why would they put it on a map?
But why would they, why would they all discover it all of a sudden in 1748? And not know what it was if they knew, if they were on maps and it was common knowledge that here is Pompeii. Why was it such a big ordeal in 1748 to discover Pompeii when they already technically knew about it? It was on maps. There's more to this. All right. According to our current historic or chronology, Pompeii was lost. It was on the maps. How is that? In this theory, the city was destroyed basically he's saying that there was an eruption that destroyed the city, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a Roman city. But it actually happened in 1631 AD. And I believe there is some there is actually evidence of an eruption in the 1600s of Mount Vesuvius.
Okay.
When Pompeii was discovered, they found the most pristine example of Roman art. It is basically how we know, or they have told us, that Rome was so great. All the artwork and tech, architecture and everything is the one of the, especially the artwork, because it was so well preserved.
Well preserved, yeah, because it got locked in ash.
You know, we got the Colosseum and all that horseshit.
Yeah.
But this was just even more proof of what we're told. In one piece of artwork that was found, it shows a basket of fruit. In this basket of fruit, do you know what can be seen?
Apparently.
It appears to be a pineapple because you're cheating and reading the notes, you cheater.
You got me thinking on this one. That's why I'm not talking very much.
Now, do you know where, for you people, I'm not even fucking with them, you people listening, which is nobody, the history of the pineapple it did not make its way to Europe until 1490 when it was given to that dickweed called Christopher Columbus. Mm. It was given to him by the people of South America when he went and killed all their people.
Yeah, because it's a tropical fruit.
Right. Mm. Basically, South America is where pineapples come from. I believe Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay.
You're so fucking cute.
So how did, if Pompeii was restored in, what was it, 79 AD? Mm-hmm. How did they know about pineapples when it wasn't brought to Europe until?
Okay, who eventually makes the argument of some type of fruit that no longer exists that is just similar to a pineapple?
That's very possible. That is possible.
I would assume the argument had to have been made.
I didn't look into all the argument.
Fair enough.
But there are other examples in this artwork that is similar to, like, recreations. This isn't the only, the pineapple isn't the only argument. All right.
Or have we ever just, here's food for thought. Maybe they were just really shitty at drawing stuff. Maybe it was supposed to be like a palm tree and it looked like a fucking, maybe it was.
A kindergarten can do a better job.
Maybe there's a crossbreed between a palm tree and a baobab tree.
No, you're just being an asshole.
It could have been a thing.
Now let's move into the second interesting anomaly in the Pompeii story.
Palmobab.
Yes. The Count Sarno Canal. This appears to be, wow, autocorrect fucked that up. The canal connected many cities in Rome. It was commissioned by a pope. Apparently it goes right under Pompeii. Now, in the rubble, it appears when they excavate it, there are stairs leading to
the canal.
The canal.
Huh.
I forget. The canal wasn't commissioned until the 1500s.
Huh.
So, how did they have stairs leading to the canal? Unless there was maybe it was just a basement and they dug through the canal, maybe they just got lucky and hit the stairs. But another question I have, when they were making the canal, Jeez. And I'm assuming the canal goes underground.
She's so fucking fragile. Like, come on, go. I just feel like I'm going to break her every time. I want to pick her up and love her all the time, but I just feel like she's going to fucking disintegrate into a million pieces of ash like a fucking Pompeian.
Since this canal runs underground...
Yeah, you're really piquing my interest here with this canal.
When they were building the canal, the canal was commissioned in 1500s. Pompeii was not found till 1740 something. What are we looking at?
I'm just reading comments because I've been paying attention.
What was it? 1740 something? 1748?
Now, is there anything in this literature or anything that you looked up? Could the canal have Could they have connected the canal at a later date to something that had already existed beneath Pompeii?
No.
Okay.
There wasn't that much room.
Just making sure.
Not that I'm aware of. That's, anything's a possibility.
We're just double checking. Crossing our T's.
But if Pompeii was known about in the 1500s, why would it have been set? Why didn't they just for argument's sake, they were building the canal, going under, tunneling underground. Wouldn't they say, well, we knew Pompeii was here, why don't we, well, since we're already working, why don't we just go ahead and uncover this son bitch? We know it's here because it's on maps. If they, you know, if they knew about it, if it happened the way the historians say it and the archaeologists say it.
Because it doesn't fit in their story. Or they had something to gain from Pompeii being wiped off the face of the earth.
That's a possibility. Hmm. Basically, what Anatoly says, Pompeii wasn't a Roman city. It was a Tartarian city. And there is some truth to all this. Or this evidence kind of could make it seem like there's, you know, it's not even evidence, but it's enough to make you go, this is interesting. Now, the Tartarian Empire basically consisted of regions. When I hear this story, I kind of thought of city-states.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like the United States of America.
Or like provinces even.
Right. I think of maybe Tartaria wasn't really an... It was more of a collection of countries that got together.
Yeah.
Kind of, and almost like NATO. Maybe it was just NATO. It had one governing body, but everybody else kind of, all the countries are states.
Yeah, because just because it's something we do today, it has to be a modern idea.
Right. So it wasn't a necessary, which basically Rome was the same way. If you think about it, they conquered and they had each, you know.
Yeah, Rome had a very get down or lay down
right
scenario going on.
But maybe.
As does fucking NATO and shit like that for the most part.
That's true. But, you know, so maybe that's like, I heard somebody, I was listening to a podcast, they compared it to the Federation in Star Trek.
Nerds.
Exactly. Now, the Tartarian Empire would have been multi-religious empire. It'd have to, because there's several, you know, if it was as big and vast as what they propose it was, you had Christianity, you had Hinduism, you had...
So you're saying that
what
something that happened long ago was arguably more progressive than what we'd have and deal with today?
Yes.
Oh.
But they turned into normal human beings like we are. And
they fucked everything up.
Fucked it up. But, and even, they even had, you know, the Muslim religion wasn't founded, I guess, till much later.
Mm-hmm.
But a version of whatever... That turn, you know, there has to have been some kind of similar way.
Some sort of Islam.
Right. Way of thinking or whatever. So it was a multi-religious empire, for lack of a better word. And this can be even, people have pointed out as the cross and sickle. If you look at the Russian sickle,
mm-hmm.
it has a cross on it.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe to, basically, Tartary was... Russia and the Siberian area.
And Mongolia, right?
We'll get into it, yeah. But he says the Mongols weren't exactly what we've been taught. So Tartary would have had many different religions, Christian states, as well as Jewish, Hindu, and whatever was before Muslim, which whatever Muslim turned in, or the Islam turned into.
The precursor.
Yes. According to Flamenco, Jesus actually was a king of one of these states of Tartaria. He even names him, which, you know, the Jesus story, and this is where we're going to piss some people off. We're going to lose some people here.
We usually do.
The Jesus story is very fascinating. If you look at the Bible and take the Bible for exactly what it's word for word, I was watching, I kind of went down a little bit of another rabbit hole to get a break from this, your Billy Carson.
Mm.
And he was talking
fucking about, interesting cat, right?
He was talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. The J, his Yeshua. Name, his name wasn't Jesus.
Yeah.
Because J didn't even exist.
Until it's like 1524.
Right. So, and his version, he says basically what Yeshua or whatever.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. It basically means Hail Zeus. That's what he said.
You're thinking of Azus.
Azus, yes.
Would be the pronunciation back.
You take J off Jesus.
Yeah. And it would be like A or Yezus.
Yeah, so.
Which, that being said, I did also see a video, and I'm not a fucking expert on this. I'm just going off what I saw. That allegedly is incorrect. Greek for Hail Zeus is different than that.
Hmm.
Than Azus. Or Yezus.
Hmm.
It just sounds like a cheap laptop to me.
It is a cheap laptop.
Asus.
You put an A on that bad boy, it's a cheap laptop.
Asus.
But it's, and we know for a fact, Jesus, I hate to break it to you, was not born December 25th.
I think that should just be common knowledge at this point. Even for religious people. I don't even think that should be offensive to religious people. That's just human error.
Even from the description of Jesus's birth in the Bible, it has, and I'm not an expert as that one guy that I'm a bloke that don't know what I'm talking about. I believe there's something with shepherds only do something one time a year, and they were, I forget what.
Fuck their sheep?
Probably. And they were doing it at the time of his birth, which I mean means he was probably born in the spring.
What if Jesus was a sheep boy?
Maybe.
And that was why he was such a miracle.
And
it's like the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. Horrible movie with Val Kilmer and what's his name?
Godfather. The
Godfather, yeah.
The dead one.
What is it?
Wasn't Val Kilmer dead too?
No, he's still alive.
Is he? Barely.
Alive and
kicking. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Now I was just really going to bother me that I can't think of this guy's name.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, son of a bitch. You son of a.
God,
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, yeah, there we go. But what was I saying? Something about the sheep. The farmers only do it one time a year, blah, 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 blah.
This is all. So my mind just keeps going back to farmers fucking sheep.
He obviously probably was born in the spring. And we know that the church, because they were trying to, according to the history books, they were trying to bring the pagans into Christianity. So a deal was struck.
Well, and being Christmas, as most holidays that we know as Christian holidays were originally pagan holidays.
And Christmas,
check the facts.
Christmas was a pagan holiday. They had to appease the pagans. And they said, okay, we'll just join the birth of Christ with Christmas, with old Saint Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Put it together and got a nice gingerbread sandwich.
Well, because it's just like fucking Ragnarok and shit like that. Like, I think Ragnarok, I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure there was like a celebration.
A shitty Thor movie.
I thought it was funny, though. You gotta give it that. But I'm pretty sure Ragnarok was also a celebration that they had. And a lot of celebrations, as far as I know, that the Nordic people had were sometimes accompanied with hallucinogenic mushrooms. And there's the whole theory of that with Santa and presents and shit. The Amanita muscaria, the traditional red mushroom with white spots. Santa wears red and white.
What?
You see things flying through the air because you're on magic mushrooms. And where do they also commonly grow? Beneath evergreen trees. Red and white, shine bright, pretty things, much akin to a wrapped present beneath a pine tree.
Hmm. You've heard of, what's that book? There's a book by one of the guys who was tasked with, on the team, I should say, that deciphered the Dead Sea Scrolls. And basically, he, from what he translated, basically the entire Bible is just one big mushroom trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have it on
Audible. Or just like the burning bush would have emitted a chemical fume that would have caused somebody to hallucinate.
Right, yeah.
It would have been basically DMT.
So I actually have that book on, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Vatican even bought up all the copies of that book, and somehow it eventually got back out, What was it? Sacred Heart or Sacred?
I don't know. That's what something. That's how we find out all these mysteries, like the ones we're talking about tonight. Unlock the fucking Vatican libraries and see what kind of shit we find in there.
Or it's fucking empty because it's just one.
Because they burnt all of it already.
No, it's just one guy just with a typewriter writing shit.
I know. Allegedly, a chisel. Allegedly, there's just thousands upon millions of scrolls that date back thousands of years in that bitch.
Let's get back to Jesus. Let's find Jesus again. And not go to prison. Because that's where he's at. You always find Jesus in prison.
Jesus? Yeah, but he was such a good guy.
According to Anatoly, Jesus was a king of one of these states in Tartaria. He even names him. His name is King Adronis.
Adronidus.
Adronidus, something to that effect.
Or Adronitus.
I don't even know if the spelling is right.
It sounds like a fucking medication. Right. It sounds like something you put on when you have, I don't know, some type of like fucking rosacea or fucking insert skin disorder.
But
please consult with your doctor before starting to use Adronitis.
I'm just going to call him King Andron.
Andromeda strain.
Andron was the king or ruler, what is to be considered present day Istanbul. He was a loved
turkey.
He was a loved king.
Thanksgiving. It is.
It's all coming together. Okay. He was a love king, and he was considered a reformer, which Jesus was.
So he's a prison guard.
His people loved him. However, we know Christianity and the people or the leaders of the religion changed their mind and can be a bit jealous, like most people.
That's any religion. Right. I wouldn't just peg that on Christians. We're not out here pegging Christians.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't be pegging anybody.
ChristianMingle.com.
Now, throughout history, you know, every group, every religion, every country has turned on itself in some way, shape, or form. Mm. This is no different. Christianity at the time, according to Anatoly, became divided. You had the royal Christians, which were the pagan version, which ended up forming the Catholic Church. They actually believed in multiple gods, I believe. They were
pagans.
The pagans.
You said, yeah, the pagans definitely did.
Yeah, but they were. The pagans turned into the royal Christians. And actually, they were the blood relatives of this king who he proposes as Jesus. They were actually blood. They were kin folk.
Well, because there's a lot more behind in that shit than people give it credit for, like paganism and the Germanic hill people and shit. Like that shit goes a lot deeper than people think as well. On top of this,
now the we'll just call them the rural Christians. They believed in multiple gods. And that's funny. In the Old Testament, God is plural.
Yeah.
So. It's kind of weird. There is something weird about that. Maybe it's just the Jewish, whatever, the translation. But for some reason, in the Old Testament, in the original text, God is plural.
Or they just had a fucking horrible grammar and punctuation.
What are you doing?
They wrote a whole fucking book without a single apostrophe.
And a new
spell check, stupids.
A new group kind of broke off, and they were called the Apostates.
Apostolic,
whatever. Basically, and they.
So then they fucking become
they become the apostle.
Yeah,
they were based on the apostles, or more of a theism.
Or. Are the apostles in the Bible based on these people, this breakaway group of Christianity?
That is what we're saying. That's
because
what,
the timeline's fucked up because of Tartarians and fucking dinosaurs and aliens.
That's what he's saying.
Fucking blowing minds out here. I love it when it all comes together.
This group only believed in, they basically said, had the one God system. Like I said, the rural Christians were more multiple gods, kind of like basically is what we know as a Greek and Roman
god,
which are the same gods, just different names.
Are we basically like
entering the cusp of the idea of monotheism at this point?
Yes.
Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Sweet. The downfall of fucking everything.
Naturally, you get these two opposing ideas, and a religious civil war breaks out.
No way.
It lasted for, you know, lasted for decades. This was the beginning of the end of Tartaria, when the Kumbaya state of multi-religions that they had going on, everybody getting along, everybody
the hippie having, commune of the world,
the utopia that they were having. It doesn't take long for somebody to piss in the punch bowl.
What do we know the time scale of this, or the time period of this event? Theoretically, could this just be the Crusades?
Would you just?
Why am I so good, man?
Shut the fuck up.
This is why I don't watch movies, because I do the same fucking thing.
Now, the here's where the mongrels come in.
The mongrels?
The mongrels. The motorcycle.
That's insensitive.
They weren't actually what they're portrayed. They weren't
just like a horse riding, just
no, they were
pillaging and
they were
creeping
advanced,
their way through.
They
the-
were advanced. They just had a really cool cavalry.
I mean,
they weren't just barbarians.
And I've always kind of thought that there's no way, like, barbarian or not, like, yeah, barbarian, a barbaric culture of people can be pretty hardcore, but like, you can't just be a bumbling, fucking muscle bound, sword swinging, fucking idiot and reach the massive levels of expansion and success that the Mongol Empire allegedly reached.
Right.
You just gotta be a fucking brain behind the operation.
Which this divide is what basically Tartarian Empire fractured into hordes. This is where we get the word the Mongol horde.
Yeah.
It just fractured and sides were chosen. This was what Mr. Joseph, who rewrote history, used as the Crusades.
The flamingo. Ah, yeah, see? Look at me.
This was what the Crusades actually was.
Me and this flamingo guy, great minds, thinks, likes.
And like I said, this was the beginning of the end. This was the start of the crumbling of the Tartarian Empire, according to Anatoly.
So religion destroyed an empire.
Right.
Allegedly.
And this didn't take years. This took hundreds upon hundreds of years for it to...
Oh, yeah. When you're talking about the known technology and time of travel of the day, as far as we know, I could only imagine. Because as like you can't see the whole thing, but like the map I used in the thumbnail, like, which I would like to point out, my brain is actually working because all I really know about this shit is the map that I found. And then I put some stuff together in my head because of the region in which this was located. But just going off that one map, this was a fucking massive expanse of a single group or empire. Like, really fucking big. Like, modern day Russia sized, including damn near useless ass Siberia.
Yeah. So this was, like I said, happened about 900 years.
Bigger, then, I would say, actually.
And it fell about 200 years ago. It started about 900 years ago from our time. It finally, the final nail was put in the coffin of Tartaria around 200 years ago or in the 1800s. Now, you being Mr. Genius, didn't you mention that earlier?
I did.
That was pretty much, go ahead and get your props. Go ahead and say it now.
The dynastic Egyptians?
Yes.
And their involvement in this. Now, also with the around the 1800s thing and the given the area, I wonder if just because say, better half is watching The Great right now, I wonder if Catherine the Great is involved in this in any way.
I don't know.
She was a female leader of Russia. It really sucked because we were watching it and like it's not my thing because it's very like modernized, like they cuss a lot and it's kind of funny. But it's telling the story like she overthrew her husband basically and took control of the country, entire country of Russia, da 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 da. But I was like, you know, I really respect the strong female lead and the women that do exist like that in history that a lot of us don't hear about. But at the same time, I had to tell her last night, I was like, you know how Catherine the Great died, right? And she was like, murder? I was like, no. Suicide? No. And then she said homicide. I was like, that's murder. She said, I know. I thought about it after I said it. I said, okay, moving on. She said, murder, suicide? I said, no.
Taking it up the ass?
She said, sickness? I said, kinda. And then she finally caved. I said, this woman who did do great things had a stroke on the shitter and died the next day.
She Elvis'd
it? As far as my knowledge. She Elvis'd it. As far as my knowledge goes, yes. Elvis was a fucking follower.
So basically, Flamenco found that every dynasty has a duplicate. So the monks basically, these Jesuit priests or monks, basically rewrote history by copying and pasting events from the Middle Ages and wrote the Dark Ages or our ancient past. Just changing names, events. The Roman Empire was repeated three times.
So what you're saying is, like, the history as we know it right now is basically just a plagiarized Spark Notes paper for and a college kid?
They just picked a couple events and just kept rewriting and rewriting it throughout history. All like
plagiarism.
The Roman Empire was repeated three times. Like I said, there were timelines of the timeline of the Roman Empire was the same as the kingdom of Judah in the Bible. The reigns of the kings were about, give or take, about the same, but one king would die, another king would rise up and take. It's almost a mirror image. The odds of these kings reigns matching is almost impossible if it actually happened. But unless you started writing the fucking history and just making the shit up.
Yeah.
And using it as a template. This seems to be done throughout history, according to Anatoly's research. Now, we're pretty much there almost, basically.
Yeah, we rolled through that all those pages pretty quick. My spoilers probably didn't help.
You did. You just fucked the whole thing up.
I can't help it. You got my mind fucking, my gears turning, man. I can't help it.
You know what's weird is it kind of, if you dive into any kind of history and conspiracy and just open thinking, you've heard all this before.
Yeah.
This just takes it all and puts it all into a nice bundle for you. With some fucking science,
astronomical forensics.
Yes.
I'll take astronomical forensics for 300.
What is bullshit, Alex? Whoever
the fuck is the host of Jeopardy now. R.I.P. Alex Trebek.
Now, there are some possible proofs that Tartaria actually existed. You know, it does appear actually on maps. The name, like we talked about earlier, but they say it's just a region.
And I think we could both agree that maps throughout history are very often suspect.
But they also raised a lot of questions.
They also had fucking dragons on them.
Well, but, you know, if the ancient past is how the historians say it was, Antarctica shows up on maps there where they definitely didn't know about it. They hadn't traveled that far yet. The Americas shows up on maps that shouldn't be there. Worst case scenario. Our ancestors traversed the globe. Globe. I turned Chinese there for a minute. Or Japanese.
I'm offended.
But, you know, and what's the harm in that? We know that
it throws off the narrative.
What's that that was discovered by, they, you know, that time frame they were saying they're all hunter-gatherers, but obviously they weren't.
Oh, Göbekli Tepe?
Yes. Yes. It's okay to get it wrong every once in a while, man. It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah, but that's what you have the perfect storm of science and religion on two seemingly different sides, but they seem to want the same thing. Science and religion are kind of supposed to be in some way, shape, or form, in some forms or views, opposing things. But they seem to want the same fucking thing. They seem to want the narrative and the timeline to remain what it is. Because even that John, what's his name? I can't remember his fucking name. The guy, the landowner in Alaska. He even talks about the shit. He's like the biggest private landowner in Alaska. He's a gold miner. And like, he even talks about, like, he's got like a 5-acre piece of land where like they're just finding ridiculous numbers of like mammoth bones and other animals that shouldn't have fucking been there chronologically. And then like, even he says shit like of about a scientist, like, what was it? They found like a petrified tree trunk or some shit. And like inside of it, they found a feather that had blue fletchings or whatever the fuck the individual parts of the feather are. And the scientist is like, that's interesting. There was no birds with blue feathers in this area at that time. They didn't live here. And he's like, well,
apparently
one of them fucking died here, dipshit. Yeah. So explain that one.
Yeah. Nothing's real until we figure it out or until you find it.
Like, nobody gets more upset about you trying to shake knowledge and the timeline of what is known more than science and religion.
Right. And is it because they just don't want to write a new book? Nobody likes to be wrong, but it's okay.
Or what's at stake? What do they have to lose?
Credibility, I guess, in their mind.
But is it?
No. It's just we did.
Or is it control?
Probably. But I mean, my thought is, hey, at the time, you knew what we thought you knew. Guess what? It changes. Now you know it. Now you know it's different. So the so-called lack of evidence, or not so-called, it is lack of evidence, have just been misinterpretations, basically, which is very, very possible. Like the cultural exchange, I think, like we just talked about, it might just be an example of our ancient past was much more mobile than what we gave them credit for, and so there was a sharing of ideas, sharing of cultures.
Which is what I've believed for many years.
But it wasn't just a global empire that took over the world. No, it could have just been, hey, the Vikings were coming, raping, and pillaging.
Graping.
I don't give a shit. What are they going to do? Fucking cancel me? They're going to take down the video and 10 people aren't going to see it?
Right.
They can't.
But, I mean, I feel like that's common knowledge. To what extent?
For us, it is.
I know, but. Well, no, I feel like I think it's becoming somewhat accepted that the Vikings were the first people on, at least on North America.
I guarantee you they're not teaching it in fucking history.
Or the first Western Europeans, give or take, I guess, which makes it different. You know, the Western Europeans are better than the Eastern Europeans. Fuck off.
Now, some of the crazy shit that I didn't get into.
The Chinese. Sorry. I just had that thought.
What about the old Chinese? The
Chinese had, what were they called? They were like gold ships or some shit like that. And they literally just went places and gave people stuff. And they were fucking huge.
So the Chinese they went and gave people stuff?
I get like gold and like.
Oh, they gave them gold to give us fentanyl? What the fuck?
Lenins and shit like that. You know, fair enough. But no, like massive ships that would probably be capable of very long sea voyages. Like big as fuck.
Right.
For a time period that was a long fucking time ago.
Well, isn't there proof? There's evidence that we know that the Egyptians traveled the seas. For the love of God, didn't they bury some of their pharaohs in fucking with boats? Oh,
did they not also have dealings with the Romans?
Probably, because not that far. Think about it.
Yeah.
I have one thing I forgot to mention. Basically, Anatoly says basically Egypt essentially was where all the kings of Tartaria went to be buried.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a nice little...
Doubtful, but interesting.
But some of the crazy shit that this conspiracy theory, which makes it a true conspiracy theory, there is a thought that, and I'm not going to dive into these that hard. There's one I'm going to talk about a little bit, but mountains are actually just melted buildings.
That's fucking cool.
Giants. which isn't that crazy. We know there were there have been giant bones found. You know, people weren't Tom Cruise size.
The giant of Kandahar.
You know, we have the elongated skulls. Mm. Things like that. Let me skip down here.
I mean, there's still fucking like Zulus or some shit like that in Africa that are like commonly over 7 feet tall. That's pretty fucking giant.
Yeah. There is some weird stuff with the World's Fair. You know, but what was it, back in the late 1890s?
Yeah.
That's related to Tartaria kind of thing.
Maybe that World's Fair is where tartar sauce became a thing.
Probably them bastards. The mud flood, which basically is another flood story, basically.
But with mud?
Just with mud, which, you know.
So a massive landslide?
I kind of covered this a little bit. I'm not going to talk about that.
Maybe that's what happened to Atlantis.
Maybe. But if it's a mud flood, what happens with volcanic eruptions?
What do you mean? Like, how did...
If it's like Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
There was a massive mud flow.
The ashes.
Mud and ash and all that shit. Yeah. From the mountaintop, you know, snow covered.
Mm.
What if there was a massive volcanic chain of events that happened?
A global catastrophe.
Right, you know. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe something like a pole shift.
Mm.
That caused all the volcanoes, or a lot of the volcanoes, to go active and erupt.
Or even just a tectonic shift.
Right. Which would account for what something that would appear to be a mud flood.
And perhaps all of this makes more sense because everything was closer together, because that mud flood was caused by a tectonic shift, which distanced certain countries or continents from each other even more.
Right. So, I mean, the mud flood isn't that crazy. It could just be a flood. And really, you know,
I mean, if you got to think about, like, if you think about the population as far as we know how it was back then, it's like, they're like, it was a world-changing event, and you find out you're like, 95 people died, and they're like, yeah, that was 2/3 of the population of the town. Fuck you. Give us a break. We can't fuck that good.
I mean, but there has been some kind of, and I am pretty sure in my belief that civilization has started over several times.
100%.
You know, there have been catastrophes, whether it be asteroid or comet impacts, that has wiped us out, or not wiped us out, but got our numbers down to, I don't know, 3.
I'm basically as convinced of that as I am aliens at this point.
You know, we have, us as human beings,
species,
have restarted. Civilization has been restarted, has been knocked back to the Stone Ages, caveman days, and then built back up several times. That's probably what Atlantis.
I mean, if you think about, like, just think about the difference in technology and shit like that between us and, like, the Civil War. That's only a couple hundred years.
Look at the technology from my childhood to your childhood.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, what, potentially, like, realistically or possibly accepted 400,000 or 500,000 years more of existence as a species.
Well, think of, I these things pop up on my either Facebook page or TikTok account or whatever, you know,
the hard hitting news outlets.
We are from today to like 1972 is the same difference from 72 to 22 or 20. Well, use math, you know,
what
from 2024
to 1972
is to 1974 is 50 years.
Yeah.
That's like 1974 to 1922. That's 50 years. 22 to 72.
You said 74.
Well, 74, because I was using my birthday because I'm 50. 74 to 1924 is 50 years.
Yeah.
That's only one of me.
Oh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
One of me, of my age, the time that I've walked the face of this earth.
And on one end, you got people with afros and bell bottoms. On the other end, you got 6-year-olds with 3 fingers working in fucking textile mills.
Right. And then go another 50 years past that.
Slavery.
Civil War.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not that long. The Civil War was not that long ago.
Yeah. It's a drop in the pond.
Trust me. I've taken a lot of steps on this earth. you know, and it's not that, but you, I was like, from today to 1974, which I was alive and kicking, is this, it's 50 years. 50 years before that, in my lifetime now, it was before the Great Freaking Depression. When did the Titanic hit? What was that, 6 years?
12.
Yeah, so 10 years before or after the Titanic sank, or whatever it was. That's one we should cover. The what actually
was it even the Titanic?
Yes.
Or was it the Titanic sister ship and the Titanic itself is actually still sailing to the, well, I don't know if it's sailing, but.
But the mud flood thing, it could just be, there's been global catastrophes throughout time. So
it's really making me think of Harry Potter.
You filthy mud flood.
Now, here's one part that I will talk about is lost technology. I can buy a lot of this shit. I can even buy some monk fucking rewriting fucking history because we don't fucking know. Just making some shit up.
And it's literally
Stephen King of his day just wrote a bunch of shit and we took it for what it's worth.
I mean, as far as we're concerned at this point, it's just as valid as anything else.
Right. But the when it comes to lost technology and them being there, they might, I think people in the ancient past might have been just as sophisticated as we are, just in a different way. Like we went more of the Industrial Revolution way with metals and they might have went more organic, you know, spiritual or whatever.
Well, that's just like, that fits into humanity. Like we think very unilaterally, as in like, if it's not what we know as technology or what we know how to use,
we don't know how to think about
then it. Then it's nothing. Right. Although they could very well be fucking doing exactly the task that we're doing with the technology we have with a totally different technology, but we just can't put two and two together to figure out how it fucking works.
Because there's a portion that I didn't really dive. I've kind of heard about it when it comes to Tartaria. Organs, you know, these big church organs, they were actually healing centers.
Using
the tones.
Yeah.
Which
tonal energy.
Yeah, which is not that far off. There's people today that talk about it. We were talking about
they got the fucking healing, the singing bowls and shit like that.
That's what a church organ was.
Huh.
I didn't want it because that's going to be a whole nother episode on itself.
That's interesting.
They were Tartaria. That was Tartaria.
That's fucking interesting.
So, I don't buy the fact of there wasn't flying cars and shit like that.
Right.
But I even think if you look at our own timeline, the way it is right now, what we have been taught about ancient Egypt, I'm 100% sure ancient Egypt was much more advanced than what we give them credit for.
Clearly.
If they built the pyramids, they did it. It wasn't done by slave labor. That's been proven.
I'm sure it had a hand.
No, they found the colonies in which they lived. They weren't slaves. They were paid. They were employees. So, but there to move those stones hundreds upon hundreds of miles
for no reason to
the site, it took more than just a million slaves pulling them with ropes.
Yeah, and like literally some of those stones for no reason. Like there was other viable ways around the scenario that they were dealing with than to bring in, because there's stones locally quarried, quote unquote locally, and then there's some quarried from, like you said, hundreds of miles. Why? Like just a weird flex.
And we don't know what, like the pyramids, we don't know what they were. They weren't tombs. There was never been a pharaoh found in a tomb.
True.
They were probably the most common thought is that they were power stations, because there's water that flows underneath.
So aquifers
that flow under at one time flowed underneath.
Yeah. Which is exactly how it is in Teotihuacan.
Right.
Same pyramid structure as far as the layout of the pyramids, aquifer beneath. And I mean, and that's the other thing. Like, just South America in general. I want to dive into South America so much because it's so crazy. Like, do you know that's where the biggest pyramids are? Giza is not the biggest pyramid. I believe the biggest pyramid that we know of is in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Chupacabra?
Yeah. It's like, it's big as fuck. Like, the base of it's like fucking like four football fields or some shit like that.
Isn't there a pyramid in Ukraine that's actually, they thought it was a mountain?
They're all over the place.
But, you know, that's, there's people that say, oh, it's just a mountain. But
there's allegedly one underneath the ice, somewhere underneath the ice of Antarctica.
Right.
But there's also allegedly a mountain range underneath Antarctica that has no business being there. Right. It's insanely high, and it just shouldn't be there. It should be rubble by now. Well, but
isn't
it's
there
still...
also a pyramid in Alaska?
Probably.
I think I read something about it. They found a pyramid.
Like, the pyramid thing the pyramid thing at this point, when they're like, a pyramid was found here, like, it doesn't... I don't find it to be, like, flooring information at this point. I'm just like, yeah, they were fucking everywhere, dude.
Which...
I'm just waiting for them to find fucking, like, entrances into, like, pillar rocks and shit like that. And, like, that big fucking red thing in Australia.
So, there, advanced technology, I firmly believe our ancient ancestors were more advanced than what... They weren't the morons we, our historians and our anthropologists and archaeologists claimed them out to be.
Yeah, I mean, look at the fucking... What is it? That whatever device. It's basically a fucking... A... very base level computer.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had an issue with, you know, archaeology. They find a piece of pottery and they can automatically tell me, okay, he had five kids, he fucked his wife on Tuesday, and he ate cabbage.
Yeah.
You got that from a broken piece of pottery? Fuck off. You know?
Unless there's like literally depictions of it.
Oh, yeah. If you got a fucking...
Which does happen.
If you got a written diary, okay, I'll buy it. I fucked my wife on Tuesday at 6 o'clock and then had peppermint leaves.
I fucketh my wife upon Tuesday.
I had five kids. John was a prick.
I had
Tammy
five
was
kids.
A bit of a slut.
Two made it past childhood because this is how apparently it worked
I sold
back then.
The third daughter into slavery for a mule. I mean...
Good deal.
You got that from a freaking piece of pottery.
Low mileage mule.
I mean, God, come on now. So you take, they're taking educated guesses, no matter which way you were. So I don't buy what they're saying. Yeah. I firmly believe, like I said just a moment ago, our ancient, we are clueless when it comes to what happened in the past. They were probably much more advanced. They weren't cavemen walking around Fred Flintstone style. They were probably smarter. But the one thing I will talk about, which I found interesting when it comes to technology, the, which I think there might be something to this, is atmospheric electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the reports are, the thought is that the Tartarians had that power, the free energy, they were pulling energy, electricity from the atmosphere, which is not that far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. Frankenstein.
You think about Nikola Tesla.
Frankenstein.
That's what he was trying to do. And if you know anything about Tesla, Tesla, where he was born at the border of what would be Tartaria, or even maybe inside Tartaria. So maybe he had some access to some books or some writing.
Interesting.
And this is what gave him the inspiration for this. Because he always said, if you listen to people talk about him and what he has said, he said it, this information was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people I've listened to and we as a people have taken that as alien or the Akashic records.
There's
the ether pulling it out of the ether, which is, there are some people that think there is no such thing as a original idea. Every idea we have, we're pulling it from the ether.
Somewhere.
The ether.
Hmm. Yeah.
So maybe that's what he meant by it was given to me, because he found or had access to ancient Tartarian information, books.
Hmm.
And if you think about the way he died, Well, think about it. What he was trying to do, he built the Tesla coils.
Yeah.
There are actually pictures from the 1700s, I believe, of fireworks shows in, I believe, France and other countries. And the artist's description or depiction of them looks a lot like Tesla coils. So maybe the ancient world was electrified. They were just pulling it from the atmosphere, like the Baghdad battery. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about pulling energy from electricity from the atmosphere. You have to have a way to store it.
Yeah. Huh.
But there is the artwork that from, the 16, 1700s of fireworks that they resemble, now it might just be a coincidence, Tesla coils.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, I'm sure there's probably a way. If I had to place money on, there's probably a way to pull free electricity from.
Oh, probably. They probably know how to do it.
But just like the car that runs on
hydrogen
or water, or what is it, canola oil or whatever.
Canola
oil, whatever.
Canelo Alvarez oil.
Yeah. Well, he can push the car. He's a bad motherfucker.
I pushed the car.
why is that?
I jabbed the car to destination.
Why are we just now talking electric cars? They've been around forever. The first cars were electric.
Yeah.
Because of money. The gas industry, the oil industry. Where do we get our oil?
There's a boom in electric cars right now, too.
Right. Which, guess what? Is going to fuck us in the long run, but that's a story for another day. How we're going to produce enough electricity for all these electric cars.
Coal.
Yeah. But if you think about it, who pulled the plug out from who was Tesla getting his funding from? Wasn't it JP Morgan?
Great bank. Bank with him to this day.
And Tesla started talking about this free fucking energy. I'm sure JP had some fucking money invested in.
I mean, JP Morgan had investments in a lot of shit.
Right. He probably said, ooh, that's not going to be free.
There's a reason JP Morgan's still around as a company.
Free yeah. Ain't for me. So he died alone and penniless, basically. Or did he die? Or was he murdered?
Or is he still alive in Hollow Earth?
It is. Well, it's common fact that he died in a hotel where he lived. The FBI, after the government, there is a conspiracy theory that the government killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI took the safe. Maybe because that's where he kept the Tartarian information or the books that he had.
Or if nothing else, he just had information that they could capitalize on.
Or he just.
For sure, at least that.
Or he just had a banging porn collection in that safe.
Ye old pornography. Oh my goodness, Archibald. Look inside this safe. There's so many pictures of women's ankles.
That's all really I got. I think I'm done. I'm tired of this shit already. Mud flood, we cover. Yeah, we're good. Fuck it.
This was a good teaser episode.
Where'd the...
I have a feeling this is going to go much further at some point in the future.
I mean, we could get into mud floods and even the Tesla thing. I've always kind of wanted to cover Tesla.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm not
just mistaken, a lot of the great inventors of the world in general,
I'm not
have a lot going on.
I'm pretty sure on the internet, which I'm sure it's real, they have pulled electricity and stored it on there. There's evidence of it. People can do it now, doing it on a global or mass
like Bitcoin, but for energy,
doing it on a mass scale is the problem. Just like solar energy, will work. The problem is you can't have enough fucking batteries.
Yeah,
and the batteries are. Worse for the fucking environment than the fucking coal.
That's why we need to go fucking hydro.
Well, actually, let's be honest. In my honest opinion, nuclear is the cleanest and most effective way to produce energy.
Especially, wind turbines isn't a terrible idea.
But we don't have the space.
For a small population.
Right, but we're talking global for the amount of energy that we need. To run all these fucking Tesla cars?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I ever decided to go live in the middle of Alaska, that's the first thing I'm doing is putting up a fucking wind turbine, a windmill.
I mean, another conspiracy we can get into is, you know, there are those people that say the nuclear bomb does not exist. That's all bullshit. I mean, I think people at Hiroshima and Nagasaki
beg to differ.
But they do use that as an example. That still should be uninhabitable.
Like Fukushima.
Well, even Fukushima, I think people are starting to live back in there now.
I don't know. I saw something on Instagram. It was like a pretty cool house for like $1,200 US in Japan. I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm moving to Japan. It was at Fukushima. There's the catch 22.
But
those paper walls ain't stopping very much radiation, are they, fucking Hanzo?
But I believe that there's those people that say that there should not be people living in Nagasaki or Hiroshima. It still should be deadly to live there with the radioactive.
I mean, just look at Chernobyl. Nobody living there.
Right. But they also don't let you go there either.
Or God's.
That's weird. That's another conspiracy. They don't let you go
to Chernobyl.
Right.
You have
limited access to it. What are they hiding? Maybe
three-eyed catfish.
I don't know.
Then you get those weird motherfuckers tried to make a scuba suit and went down in the water inside one of the buildings and shit. You didn't see that shit?
Well, there's
the guy looked like he had been in the water in Chernobyl a couple times before that.
There is a guy that basically says that this, you know, nuclear is fake, and he's gotten in the fucking, you know, basically all a nuclear power plant is the decaying uranium produces energy, correct?
Yeah.
And they keep it cool by water. That's what, when a meltdown happens, the water heats, you know, the water dissipates.
When in reality, it's just 257 million hamsters on hamster wheels.
There's a guy that has gotten in the water and swam with those, and apparently he's fine.
I wouldn't risk it. I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm not going to take that fucking chance. There
might be a hyped idea of how that whole thing works, but I'm still not going
to
risk it.
I mean, maybe one day we should do an episode on it just to look into it. I think it's fucking crazy. It's one of those things, you know, like those people that believe in God just in case it's real.
The worst type of fucking religious people.
That is how I am with nuclear.
Hardcore religious people should hate people like that more than they hate people like me.
I'm going out on a limb and say nuclear power is real, and I'm not going to test the water.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to
Chernobyl.
Not going to take it. I'm not
probably
take
not
it
even Fukushima.
Nope.
I don't know. This one is an interesting episode. I thought a lot on this one. I was very quiet.
Yeah, like I said, like to circle back around the circle of life there, Simba. You know, there are probably a little bit of truth to this. There might have. Was there a global empire called Tartaria? Maybe, maybe not. Or was it like we said, was it like just a.
Sounds good.
A group of people got together, like NATO. It was just a coalition.
Yeah. Commune.
Is all history before 800 AD bullshit?
Probably.
I'm not.
I don't know about all, but I'm sure some of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not exactly how it happened. We know it's not how we've been told it's happened because it changes every fucking day. It's something new pops up every day. So, I'm going to end it on there. Thanks for everybody.
Yeah, we probably got another episode coming on this one later on.
Probably eventually. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Do you know what you're doing next week?
Nope.
So, we'll do something next week. I don't know.
We'll do a thing.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
God damn it.
Like and subscribe. All that happy horseshit. We love you.
This is going to eat up so much of my time over the next like 2 weeks. You know that?
Peace and love.
Fuck.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you later.
This rabbit hole is going to be deep and dark.
Say bye, bitches.
I don't know if they said it. I can't hear them.
Okay, bye. Say bye. You say bye. See you, motherfucker.
Bush did 9/11.
Okay, now we
Tartaria is real. Dinosaurs are fake. One of those things is definitely not true. I'll let you be the judge.
All right. Goodbye.
You suck.